The Convent of San Domenico. The Convent of St. Dominic or San Domenico was founded in 1349 by Pope Clementine VI, about 47 years after the foundation of the church. The building was built in Carparo, a local limestone, and has undergone numerous transformations during the course of the centuries. One of the most important and radical changes occurred between the second half of the 17th century and the first half of the 18th century was later used for civil purposes in the first 10 years of the 19th century. The oldest part is the cloister, near the south side of the central nave of the church. The open spaces and the arches were closed for safety and structural reasons. A three-mullioned window is the only element that can be traced back to the Gothic age. The cloister is square-shaped, and the portico is made up of 16 octagonal pilasters on which, by means of simple molded slabs, the arches and the cross vaults are placed which cover the external portico. The arches do not have the shape. Some of them have got round arches, and others have got ogival arches. In the cloister, there are ancient architectural elements which have been reused. On the east side of the wall of the portico, there are two visible blocks with the inscription in Latin, and which have been reused in the door jamb, and the three-mullioned window. In the wall, on the north side, however, under the cloister, there are blocks from the Greek temple and some pieces of columns reutilized in the foundation of the church. On Largo San Martino, there is another courtyard, which is irregular in shape and directly linked to the church. An 18th century staircase, similar to the one in Palazzo Pantaleo, leads to the first floor of the convent, where there are numerous rooms which have preserved the typical structure of monasteries, with long corridors which lead into some small cells. Today the building is in a good state of preservation, and it is used as offices and the library for the archaeological superintendents of Puglia.